Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is June 6, 2022. This is New Earth Support Team. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, your facilitator. And if you're hearing a little bit of background noise, it's because we've got a little bit of water running in the house, but that will stop soon. And I don't know if you're even hearing it, but if so, then it will be gone soon and that background noise will be done. Anyhow, this is a new arrangement we're doing starting in June, where only the first Monday of each month is open to the public. So if you are such a member of the public and not a member, welcome. You're welcome here for free the first Monday of every month. There will also be at least one other Awakening Plus event sometime during the month that you're welcome to. But the other 9 events usually are members only. And I want to make it worthwhile to be a member. So if you are interested in the other stuff we do, check out awakeningplus.com. You can try the whole membership for $1 for a whole month, and after that, get it for either $19 or $9 a month. So it's very reasonably priced. My goal is to make it really affordable so lots of people can come in and get the benefit of the healing and awakening and service to the great global awakening and community we form here. So if it vibes for you, I invite you to check it out, if you're not already a member. So what are we doing here tonight? It's New Earth Support Team. And this is our weekly event where we support the Great Global Awakening directly. And here's how it works for anyone who's new. We will start by opening the mesa I'm sitting at. We'll call the directions. We'll call in a whole bunch of spiritual allies. And we'll seal the container in the sense of it'll be, only good stuff can get in at that point. And then I'll lead you through a process called embodied awakening, where we'll call our higher self to our human self to the greatest extent that serves highest good, and each of us will get as sparkly and awake as we can. Not too much, but just as much as serves highest good, as I said. Then once we're all awakened the best we can be, then we'll go into our service, and that's so simple. We just relax and we become totally passive, and all these amazing allies who are here are going to make use of us in ways that we may or might not even be conscious of, but we may be taken to high states of awakening. We might have challenging energy but through our bodies. Again, no more than we can do. But all of it's in service. Everything we experience individually will be magnified and multiplied, and we're sort of acting as surrogates. Well, no. We really are genuinely acting as surrogates for the benefit of many others whose identities we probably won't even know. So we've been doing it this way for months, and it couldn't be easier. It's, you just relax and just let things move. Even if the energies are challenging, they'll move themselves and you'll be clean as a whistle by the time we're done. And just to really emphasize that point so no one worries, the allies are watching each of us carefully. It doesn't matter whether you're live or doing this as a recording afterward. The allies are monitoring you constantly. They will never, ever do more than you can manage. It may be uncomfortable. It will never be too much. And in all the time I've been running Awakening Plus and doing this kind of work, have not had even one report ever of the thousands of people I've led through this kind of thing of overwhelm. So it just won't happen. The process doesn't allow it. You're safe. So that's what we're doing. One other note, as I call the allies, you may not recognize them all. I've been doing spiritual practice for over 40 years and have gathered up quite a wide variety of allies of many different paths and traditions and such. What they have in common, though, they're all of love and light. They're all of high vibration and benevolent intent, and those are the only beings I work with. So we will be in good, safe space. Alrighty, so let's do this. By the way, you are muted, and let me just double check to make sure I've got this set up properly. Ooh, I didn't. Okay, so everyone's muted, and you couldn't unmute even if you tried at this point, so you'll be quiet and you won't be overheard by anyone else on the call. At the end, when we're done, I'll allow unmuting and people can share thoughts and questions and things at the end after we close. But you don't have to worry about being seen or overheard. I mean, if your camera's on, someone might see you, but camera's off is a good policy right now, except for me. All right, that's probably enough preamble, and the energy would really like to get started. So for what I'm about to do, I'll take just a short time to call the directions and the allies, as I said. What I'd like you to do during this time is to relax and be fully passive. And that means if you feel energy moving in and around you as I do this, then you're sensitive enough to feel what's happening. Just feel it passively. Let it do its thing. Don't try to control or manage it. It's trustworthy. It'll know exactly what to do better than your ego could ever manage it. So just let it do its thing. If you don't have that level of sensitivity yet, that's fine. Just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, you're just being passive and allowing. That's our style here in Awakening Plus. It doesn't get much easier than just the human part relaxing and letting the divine do everything, whatever it can. So please do that. Relax, just feel energy or feel breath while I call the directions and the allies. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. I am that I am. For myself, I call my own embodied awakening, my own Christ consciousness, my own maximum unconditional love, my own service to other fourth density or higher consciousness. That makes me ready to serve you guys. And now we call for all of us. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Ama the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. And doesn't that feel good? We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Falcon, Hedgehog, Deer. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a good container. Now, if anyone hearing my voice would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, they are now welcome. Feel free to call them in. The container we have will accept them. Any beings called who are not of high vibration will be kept from joining us. So we'll wait just a moment for all these wonderful beings to augment our field. And everything I say applies to you even if you're on the recording. You're just as present in time and space as if we're on the live call. Okay, lots of beautiful beings coming in. We'll give them a little more time. Okay, that's good. Thank you very much for calling those in, whoever did that. So take a moment, please, to feel your body and the energy in and around you. See if you don't feel different now. So now we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation. So the way this works is you're going to invite your higher self to merge with you in your human body. This will only happen, my favorite phrase, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. It's like your body is a car, your ego slides to the passenger seat, the divine is going to drive. The benefits, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you get to do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out mentally so much, you'll know through intuition what to do, and there will be more bliss. And again, no more than you're ready for, but as much as you are ready for. So if you want to do that, then in a moment you're going to speak eight words to your higher self. So, and do it out loud if you can, silently if you must. So begin the invocation now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Great. Let the words go and just be fully passive. Same kind of instruction I gave before. You're passive, just allowing it to run itself. If you feel energy moving in you, just feel it doing its thing. Don't interfere. If you don't feel it, just feel your breath come and go. It's like you, the human ego, is a sponge. The divine is the water soaking in. It does it on its own. All you have to do is not get in the way. So your absolute passivity is the best strategy to let this happen as quickly and completely as serves highest good. When you're fully in embodied awakening, the following will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So once all that's going on, you've got at least a basic awakening happening. Now, of course, there's lots of levels beyond that, but this is kind of the minimum place we'd love to be to do our work. It's not required. If you don't get all the way there, that's fine. You're still welcome to join us on the rest of the call. But just relax and just receive as much of this as you're ready for. You're not grading on a curve. Just, I like to say the best you can do is perfect A+ gold star every time. So just relax and let the divine saturate you as much as it's ready to, as much as serves your highest good. Even a partial awakening is better than not being that far along the scale. Whoa, that's a nice feel. The field just shifted really beautifully. A lot of us just popped in. So again, when you're in embodied awakening, here's the minimum, letting you know you got there. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. If you're there, just relax and enjoy it for a moment while we wait for others to either get here or get as close as they can. Again, all through zero effort, or the bare minimum effort it takes to feel the energy or your breath. If you get distracted, by the way, just let the distraction be its own thing. Consider it something other than yourself, like an uninvited guest. So you ignore it. You don't try to do anything with it. You don't fight it, change it, and nothing like that. You just let it be. You return your attention to feeling energy or breath. And if the distraction persists, just let it do its thing in the background, but your attention is on feeling energy or breath. The less you engage with the distraction, the more likely it is to fade out or lose energy. It's only when you try to mess with it that it gets stronger. So just energy or breath. Ooh, it's feeling good. We're pretty close to ready. We need just another moment. Those of you in embodied awakening, please just relax and just know that you just being there live or on the recording helps everyone else. And if you're not there, just take one last moment to just be fully passive and let it come to you. People who are new to this process, that's the hardest part at first, just not doing anything, just being and letting the gift be given to you as the ego remains passive. That's better. Nice. Well done, folks. All right, we're ready. So I'm going to talk to our allies. Allies, we come to serve. It is such an honor to be able to do this with you guys. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Allies, we offer ourselves now for service. As surrogates, whatever you choose to do with us individually, we know you'll multiply it and many others will benefit from what each of us experience. So whatever awakening or spiritual experience happens, whatever challenging energy needs to come up to be cleared, we invite all of it, spirit. We know that you will only give us what we're ready for, whether we're doing this live or on the archive recording. Just do your thing, allies, and we're so grateful to be of service here. Thank you. Please begin. There they go. Okay. So now I'm just going to speak to you humans. So what works best here is to release preference. Please don't have a strong preference about what I'd much rather have the high bliss experience as opposed to the challenging heavy energy being processed through my body experience. So I'll reassert yet again, nothing's going to happen that you can't handle. And in a sense, the divine's handling it for you. You just have to be willing to let them make use of that body to process heavy energy through. They'll leave you clean as a whistle by the end. I promise it works every time. And you'll get more than, you're rewarded significantly for allowing this to happen. So it may not be totally pleasant, but it will not overwhelm you, and it will be all done by the time they're complete with this process. And a lot of times we get both. There are periods where it's challenging, periods where it's really ecstatic. And I'd recommend just relaxing, releasing preference the best you can, and just letting it all come through. Everybody has a unique experience. What I'll be doing from this point forward is narrating what I'm experiencing, which is typically what most people are having an experience of. If your experience is different, have your different experience. Please do not use effort to match what I'm describing. Just be with what's happening for you, please. That'll be very best. If you do this as an archive event, as a member, it'll be different every single time. That's true with all our events. You're not the same person coming back. The divine allies are always present in real time when you do a recording. And each and every time, they'll give you a unique and different experience to serve your needs of that moment. So just relax and let them work. There may be periods of silence. If so, just know that I'm here present without having to yammer all the time. I may or may not be called to do music. You'll know it if you hear it, but don't expect it. So let's just relax and see what happens. It's always just sort of show up and go with the flow. Wow, it's getting so sweet. Let's just relax into this, and here we go. I'm feeling a lot of beautiful energy in my brain system. Very expansive. your body shakes or vibrates or trembles, if you cry or vocalize or even scream, if your body wants to move in certain ways to release energy, it's all fine. There's nothing that says you have to be still or silent. Again, no one on this call is even aware of what you're doing. So as long as you're not going to freak out in someone in your environment, just do your thing. As long as no one gets hurt, we're good. You may be also just completely still and silent. Other people can get very loud and move a lot. So just whatever you're called to do, do it. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but just don't resist what the body is wanting to do if possible. Okay, they're wanting me to sing a brand new song I've just learned. It's called Ayahuasca Aini. And I'm going to, there's a technical setting. It's good to change in Zoom when I do music. So I'm going to. Oh, it's already set that way. Okay. So we already have the proper setting. Here we go. Just as a quick note, at the end, I'm going to check to see how the music quality was, to see how this setting works. Nay, 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 Ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca pura no, ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos, medicina I need, medicina cura nos, medicina I need. Medicina cura nos, abuelita I need, abuelita cura nos, abuelita I need, abuelita cura nos. Ay, na, 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 na. Ay, na, 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 na. Ayahuasca I need. Ayahuasca cura nos. Ayahuasca I need. Ayahuasca cura nos. Madrecita I need. Madrecita cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos, medicina I need, medicina cura nos, medicina I need, medicina cura nos, abuelita I need. Medicina cura nos, abuelita I need, abuelita cura nos, ayahuasca I need. las cucuranos. Madrecita Aini, Madrecita cucuranos, Madrecita Aini, Madrecita cucuranos, Medicina Aini. Medicina cura nos, medicina aini, medicina cura nos, abuelita aini, abuelita cura nos, abuelita aini, abuelita cura nos. Madrecita Aini, Madrecita cucuranos, Madrecita Aini, Madrecita cucuranos, Medicina Aini, Medicina cucuranos, Medicina Aini, Medicina cucuranos. Ayahuasca Aini, Ayahuasca cucuranos, Medicina Aini, Medicina cucuranos, Ayahuasca Aini, Ayahuasca cucuranos, Ayahuasca Aini, Ayahuasca cucuranos. Madrecita Aini, Madrecita cucuranos, Madrecita Aini, Madrecita cucuranos, Medicina Aini, Medicina cucuranos, Medicina Aini, Medicina cucuranos. Abuelita Aini, Abuelita cucuranos, Abuelita Aini, Abuelita cucuranos. Aina na 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 na. Aina na 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 na. Ayahuasca Aini, Ayahuasca cucuranos, Ayahuasca Aini, Ayahuasca cucuranos, Madrecita Aini, Madrecita cucuranos, Madrecita Aini, Madrecita cucuranos. Medicina Aini, Medicina cucuranos, Medicina Aini, Medicina cucuranos, Abuelita Aini, Medicina cucuranos, Medicina Aini, Medicina cucuranos. Aina na 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 na. Aina na 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 na. Aina na 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 na. Aina na 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 na. Please relax, be passive, either feel energy doing whatever it's doing. If you don't feel that, feel breath come and go on its own. Your best strategy is to let the divine have its way with you right now. That's certainly what I'm doing. I forgot to mention earlier, we do strongly request that you do only this while you're on this call, whether you're live or on the recording. Just pretend you're right here in this space with me and behave like that. And if you must leave the event early before I formally close, then just ask the allies to ease you out in case that's necessary. Your presence here live or on the recording affects the field, so your undivided attention is really helpful to the rest of us. There's no spectators here, only participants. So I sense someone who's feeling their soul want to experience itself more fully outside their physical body. So I invite you to feel that resistance and just relax into that light body. It's what you really are. The altered state is actually the illusion that we're human. But you are most truly a spiritual being having a human experience. And at least one of us right now is being invited to feel their spiritual being more fully. I don't know if you're live or on the recording, but if you're feeling that resistance to relaxing and having more of an out-of-body experience, I invite you just to relax and let that happen right now. If you don't like it, you can always go right back into your body. You have free will here and can always return to the way you started at any time. But it's a safe place to give it a try if you're interested. Yeah, well done. You know, the field is so sensitive that even one person resisting something can kind of slow down everybody else. Yeah, we're all doing so well though right now, feeling really good. Well done, team. Yay. I used to call the event New Earth Support, and now I call it New Earth Support Team, because the teamwork element is so important, so central to what we do. We all co-create it. We couldn't do it without the divine allies. They couldn't do it without us. It's a beautiful teamwork. Okay, my brain is just buzzing. Feels so good. Whether you're feeling blissful and ecstatic or feeling challenging energy being put through your body, just be with whatever's happening. Just do your best to release the preference. So I love a quote from the third Chinese patriarch of Zen, who reportedly said, "The way is not difficult for those who have no preferences." So right now, just release those preferences the best you can and just be with whatever is happening. Believe it or not, I finally got to the point where I could feel those heavy energies being put through me, and Was it fun? No. Did I suffer? No. And we got to where I can feel it happening and I'm fine. I just kind of relax and let it process. And it just really feels good at a higher level to know that I'm being useful here. That's heavy energy that someone else could never have cleared on their own right now. And I was lucky enough to be the vehicle through which their heavy energy was able to be processed. Later, they can do it on their own and they can do their own stuff. But right now, they need help. It's really a privilege to serve in that way. And lots of us are doing it right now. I'm so grateful to all of you for your service. All right, they're calling me to do a song I don't think I've done before either. This one involves my guitar. So I'm going to mute my microphone while I get set up so I don't make a lot of noise. So I'll be silent from this end for a moment. Okay, I'm back. So I was a little surprised they called this song The Allies because it's kind of upbeat. But I guess they need some strong energy moving. So relax, continue your process while I play this upbeat song.
Para nuestras espíritas en las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. danzimos con alegría, cantimos, danzimos con alegría, dándole gracias a la tierra por las plantitas que nos curan. Cantimos, bailimos con alegría, cantimos, danzimos con alegría, dándole gracias a la tierra por las plantitas que nos curan. En las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. En las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. Agüita de porque yo te voy a dar, para que laves tu corazón, para que limpies tu corazón. Agüita de porque yo te voy a dar, agüita de porque yo te voy a dar, para que laves tu corazón, para que limpies tu corazón. En las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. En las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. Gracias a la tierra por las plantitas que nos curan. Cantimos, bailimos con alegría, cantimos, danzimos con alegría, dándole gracias a la tierra por las plantitas que nos curan. En las noches de luna llena, en las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas. En las noches de luna llena, hay agua escrita, tomaremos para curar nuestras espíritas, para curar nuestras espíritas, para curar nuestras espíritas.
That moved the energy pretty well. Continue relaxing into whatever's happening for you. And that's a profoundly peaceful energy I'm feeling right here. If you're feeling it too, just really surrender, really relax, just really let it in. They're saying, this is reward for a job well done. And since you're still being surrogates, it won't just reward you, it will spread and reward so many others on Earth. What we do here is a magnification of what happens anyway. We're all nodes on Indra's web. Our vibration affects all other beings because we are connected to it all. We're one with it all. So even in your daily life, the vibration you hold affects everyone and everything else. In a service environment like this, the effect is way magnified. So give it your best shot. Relax and be passive the very best you can. Let's let the divine make use of us for the benefit of all. And they're opening a new vibration. Just relax into this new feeling. Feels kind of bottomless. Just relax into it. Vibrations going deeper, relax into that as well. Just do the best you can. As I said earlier, your best is perfect. The collective effect we're having is really awesome. And now I'm starting to feel a physical body phasing in a little bit more, so they're now going to gently integrate us a little more back into our physical bodies. And as they always do, they're going to bring as much of this higher vibration energy into the body as serves highest good. So you're being upgraded right now. The invitation is to allow these energies to saturate your body. The divine's handling it, just let them do their thing. They're so much better at this than your ego could ever be. So just relax, let them do it. And in the end, we end up with a both hand. You're physically embodied and you're upgraded. You're holding a little bit higher vibration. You're a little more awake. And there's pretty much an infinite number of gradations on the awakening process. So you'll never run out of them in this lifetime, most likely. Maybe a few get there, but I don't know anyone who's done that yet. Just assume there's more awakening available, and no matter how many you have, there's probably some more in store. I believe that's true for at least most of us. Yeah, so just notice how you're settling more comfortably into the physical body, but it feels so different. It feels a lot more like energy now. And you're actually, when I talked about embodied awakening earlier, I said, you know, more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. This feeling in your body is what makes that possible. At least that's part of what makes that possible. You're more intuitive, so you don't have to think as much. There's more bliss. I'm guessing you're feeling some of the bliss I'm talking about. Your motto will become, it always gets better than this. I don't care how awesome it is, it just can keep getting better. I've had awakenings. I thought I'd hit the ultimate because I didn't know any better, but those are way behind me now. And where I'm at now is even more amazing. So just assume that more amazing is always possible and will open to you just as soon as you're ready for it. It's a beautiful journey. That feels stable. I think we're done. Yeah, they're agreeing. Okay, so I'm going to close the container and then we'll open it up for feedback. All right, I encourage you to be passive while I do this final closing. Pachamama, Mamakia, Wirakocha. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. As we close, go if you must, stay if you will. We allies, I ask you to stay with anyone who's been part of this process for as long as it serves their highest good. I ask you to remain with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you so much. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? Thank you, allies. Alrighty. So if you got somewhere else you got to be, you can sign off now. Again, if you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus and you were here as a guest, please check it out, awakeningplus.com. There's so much more than your support team. There's all kinds of other amazing live calls that are members only, a massive archive of events that are super powerful, courses to help you with your healing and awakening, support from other members. There's just so much cool stuff in Awakening Plus, and it's so cheap. Oh my God. So check it out if you're interested. We'd love to have you consider us. Okay, I'm going to now enable unmuting. So let me get that set. All right, it's possible. So anyone who wants to speak or ask a question or whatever, just click that little red microphone and remove the slash, and you'll be live. And if you'd rather type in the chat window, that's fine too. If anyone's willing, I'd love feedback on the audio quality, like especially with the guitar. How did that sound? Was it clear and undistorted? I'd love feedback on that. Anjali says, thank you. Some fantastic new energies tonight. Potent songs too. She says, audio was solid. Glad to hear that. That has been an issue for a long time in the past, and I'm hoping this new Zoom feature, original audio, is taking care of that. So glad to hear that Anjali's audio was great. If anyone else had an experience with the audio, good or bad, I'd love to just have you type a chat about that as well. Just audio good, audio bad, something really simple is fine. But just a sense of how it sounded would be really helpful to me. I keep trying to make it as good as possible for you guys. Mindy, hi.
Thank you for that. That was wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm on the third day of a water fast, and I just found it really hard to relax, I gotta say, because it seemed like I'm detoxing and a lot of nervous energy came up. I don't know if you can give me any suggestions for next time, because I plan to do this. This is going to be a lengthy thing, but anyway, I'm better now, but it was challenging.
Well, maybe exactly the right things were happening.
You know, maybe you're right.
Why do you think you did anything wrong?
See, because that's where I was.
Yeah,
What's wrong with me? Why can't I just, chill? All right. Well, that's enough said then.
well, I'll give you some perspective. I did some ayahuasca ceremonies recently, and I took this new medicine. I hadn't had a flavor of ayahuasca that was new to me, and my body shook for 4 hours. I didn't time it, but it could easily have been enough. I mean, normally I might shake or vibrate for maybe 15, 20, maybe 30 minutes to shake things out. But this went on and on and on and on. And the whole time, it was intense, and like I said, I didn't suffer. I just let it shake, and it's okay. The medicine is being so thorough. I mean, different parts of my body would shake, and the medicine was very, very, very thorough, very methodical. Went through all the body parts, shook them out, every single one to get that heavy energy out, and nothing was wrong. Now, was it fun? No. Was it super helpful? Yeah. So maybe in your case, you felt a lot of intense energy coming up. Maybe that was the greatest benefit you could have gotten. And to have that admittedly challenging, but tell me, was it too much? Did you get overwhelmed?
No, it was okay.
Yeah, I mean, it was intense, but not too much.
Yeah,
If
but
you're,
not too
yeah.
much.
So again, that, as I said at the front, it might be intense for a while. So given that you're on a water fast, I assume the function of it is to detox and clean up, right?
Yes.
So this just accelerated the process. It gave you more detox in that time frame than you would have normally gotten, otherwise. So the medicine was helping you. And again, they're telling me you weren't detoxing just for you. That wasn't just your stuff you were shaking out. You were being a surrogate for the heavy energy of others as well. And the fact that you were detoxing, they're telling me, means you were even more capable because you're a purer vessel right now than usual. So your service capacity was increased. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I'm really glad you said that because my thinking went it goes the opposite way. Like, oh, I'm hindering the group because I can't
Oh
relax.
no, you were serving us and everyone else.
It's
Might
like,
have been shaking out some of our stuff, who
this
knows?
happened. Thank you. No, everything you
No.
said was very, really meant a lot. Thank you so much.
Let me ask another question about me. How do you feel right now?
I feel much better. I
Okay.
feel better. It was just for, just lying down. I couldn't seem to get comfortable. Now that I'm sitting up and it feels like a lot of it's already been, it just feels like amazing. It just,
Oh,
it's some
good.
release. And so I'm feeling much, much calmer and much better.
All right,
Thanks.
so how do you feel compared to when we started the event? Better or worse?
It's hard to answer that.
It's okay. If you can't, it's fine. But
Yeah, I feel like about the same. Maybe I just yeah, I feel like that everything has gotten accelerated. So it's just, I still feel a little bit shaky. So I can't say if, but I feel like I did exactly what I needed to do today.
good.
So
Good. Yeah.
it sounds
Well,
perfect.
this is, Awakening Plus is the fast lane. That's what we do. We want to accelerate the awakening. That means accelerating the release of the heavy energy, and you can't do the one without the other, to my knowledge. So we let the divine take it out more intensely so we can get it through quicker. That's why I always call it ayahuasca, and I sing ayahuasca psalms because ayahuasca is very fast and very intense. So her energy is often an accelerator for what we do. Yeah. Along
And
with all, but all the allies are working. They're all buddies,
yes,
So I hope that lends some helpful perspective, Mindy.
yes, and thank you for all your offering. I'm going to, I've been. I put everything on hold for a little while. I was starting to feel the energy on the planet is so huge and it's so intense. I guess I just, I was like, forget this. I just want to leave. And now I'm like, no, I didn't really, I'm not ready to leave. I want to hang around for a while. And I just have to commit to doing some more work, to doing what I need to do. And you're offering this beautiful offering and I'm going to accept it. So thank you.
I have one more channeling for you here. They'll take you out when it's your time to go. Body will drop when it's ready. You don't have to accelerate the process. You cannot live past your assigned moment of death,
Okay.
and
Well, I'll just
it's
feel.
best not to die before your assigned departure moment too. So yes, it's intense, and you are not the only one feeling the intensity. We're all feeling it.
I'm sure.
In these
Thank you.
last ceremonies, I felt them upticking it again, and all the weird, difficult, toxic energies coming on the planet have to come up to be purged. They have to be made visible so they can be done with. So it's a very difficult time, and I believe every human on the planet is here by choice. There were huge lines of souls who couldn't even get in for this end game that we're in now, and I believe it's a privilege to be here at this intense moment. So we all have the capacity to serve. Is it challenging? Often it is. But if we step up, that's why I teach, let the divine do it for you. If your human self feels overwhelmed with what's going on, then let the divine help you because it can handle it. It can handle anything that human encounters. And if you just call in its help, free will usually prevent it from helping unless you ask. So it's super important to always ask for the divine to do whatever it can for you. That's why I love invoking. And that's my go-to all the time. If it's a Benjamin thing, Benjamin will do it. If it's an ego-based thing, if I'm going to do math or a spreadsheet, Benjamin will do that. But if it's spiritual stuff, I let the divine do that through me. So that's a strategy that's so helpful when things are intense. If it can be done energetically, delegate it. And just chill while the divine does it for you. That's my fundamental strategy now for years, and it works pretty well. I hope that's helpful.
Yes, thank you so much.
And thank you for joining us, Mindy. Your energy really helped us tonight. Really appreciate your contribution. Alrighty, let me catch up real quick with some of the typing. There's been some chatting that I want to catch up with. Ken says audio was a little shaking at the end of the second song. Thank you for that. Brandy says happy guitar was fun, sounded great, moved the energy so well. Thanks for a great event. Ellen says thank you very much. It was a powerful energies tonight. The audio was perfect. Yay. And a bunch of little hearts. Thank you. Okay, good. That's super helpful for me that this Zoom mode is giving us better audio. That was really that's important. That's something I've been working on for a long time. Okay. All right, so we're caught up on the chat, and anyone else who wants to ask or contribute, feel free to unmute yourself or type in the chat if you're on the live call. So whoever's next can be next. And if no one comes right away, there's still some great energy in the field, so we can just enjoy that until the next person chimes in. Jeannie chats, a gazillion hearts. Thank you, Jeannie, those are beautiful. That's more hearts than I've ever seen in a chat window. That's beautiful. Oh, it feels so nice. Oh, the Alice said best of. Okay, this will go in the best of category. For those of you who don't know, in Awakening Plus, we've got now close to 450 archived events, and that's a lot to choose from. So we also run a best of listing where the very best events are. So if you are wondering what to do, just go to best of, pick a flavor of event that appeals to you, and you can be assured it's going to be a really good one because most of them don't get in there. Laura types, thank you. Thank you, Laura. Patricia says, such lovely energy, love and light to all. Thank you, Patricia. And Tina has big old praying hands surrounded by sparkles. Thank you, Tina. And I'm feeling kind of a wind down energy. So last call for feedback, if you want to speak or type. Last call for that. All right, we'll wrap it up. Again, if you're not yet a member, I invite you to check out awakeningplus.com, learn what all we offer. And if you'd like to join us, give it a try. Anyone, whether you're a member or not, are welcome to check out my services privately at astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. So that's all described there. So grateful to each and every one of you. Thanks for coming together to co-create this wonderful event, including those of you on the recording. Big, big thanks to everybody. We'll be back on Wednesday and Thursday. Can't even remember what we're doing, but check the astroshaman.com event list and you'll see what all we're up to. And I invite you to join us live if you can, and if you remember. So many thanks to all. Big blessings and good night.